All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off yesterday on the bottom of Kuf Lamites. So if you remember again, the Mechaber said, Kan, let's pick up in the paragraph Kan. Kan al ha'adam la'amid es atzmo b'sheket olehisbonin. A person has to literally quiet himself and contemplate the following. Remember again, the mashal that he gave yesterday was, I'm traveling with my family, the car catches on fire. Baruch Hashem, everybody gets out. No problems, God forbid, no one is hurt. But at the end of the day, it just happened to me that my auto insurance policy came up for renewal yesterday. And I didn't renew it. I figured what difference is one day going to make? I had a mind to do it, but didn't get around to do it. And so now, again, I'm out 50,000 shekel. And it's problematic. So the Mechaber said, how I relate and how I deal to this situation is a very telltale sign about my orientation to life and my orientation to things. And the Mechaber says a person has a choice, and the choice is this can eat you up and it could destroy you, or a person could say, yes, this is a challenge, but I'm not going to let it destroy my inner quietude, my equilibrium, and my state of just inner well-being. Not that it doesn't bother me, not that it's not significant, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to let this consume me. And I will say again, if you remember, he stated this in a very dramatic fashion. He said, for example, you know, if somebody were to ask you, if do you want your car or do you want to be alive? So obviously, any normal person's going to say, of course, I want to be alive rather than have the car. But the idea is that sometimes you don't realize that we actually make that choice. If I allow the car to consume me and to take over my entire existence, then ultimately what I'm doing is I'm choosing the car over life. So he says, if now I decide to go ahead and literally become in a state of tsar, in a state literally of emotional pain, over the 50,000 shekel, then first of all, I have given myself over to a life of ratzon, to a life of wills. And in doing so, I uproot from myself any inner meaning in life. Ma'adifli, what's more important? Is it better to, so to speak, give up on 50,000 shekel and not to want it? Or to destroy my life for 50,000 shekel? Certainly it is more important for me to preserve that which I have worked for to establish within myself. I will say again, to be clear, the Mechaber is not suggesting that the loss of the car is not a big deal. It's a very big deal. It's a very big deal. The question is, what is your ratzon? If your will becomes consumed by, oh my gosh, what's going to happen with the car? That will, wherever your ratzon is what you run towards. It consumes the entirety of your existence. And just understand, you will not be happy, you will not be complete until you find a way to run after that 50,000 shekel. If on the other hand, the person says, yes, I have to figure out the car, I have to figure out the situation, it's significant, I can't just brush it off, it is important, but at the same time, it's not the most important thing in my life. What's more important is really preserving for myself some level of inner tranquility. That changes the entire picture. Hadvarim halalu, these things that we're talking about, einam begeder sisma ba'amo. This is not just sisma, is like a slogan or a motto. So these things that we're discussing earlier is not just a nice slogan or a nice motto. Heim bedukim umenusim ala noshim shenisuzos. They're life tested. Right? These have been proven through individuals who have lived through these circumstances. Kol echad me'itanu chava ala atzmo kol shavua. Ule'itim kol yom. Kol minei mikarim shevelo shana mateh. Heim enum lefiru tzunach. So we'll say every single week. And the truth is, every single day, there are things that happen that are contrary to what we want. It happens all the time. Again, big or small, things go down in life, and they don't go according to my plan. Sometimes it's major. Sometimes it's a little bit more nuanced. Af echad lo yachol lahayit peish kof mem. Afar lav shavua shalim, sheisnahel lefi hayoman. We'll say, none of us can say that we've had a week in recent memory where everything has gone according to my daily planner. Right? I have in my calendar what I'm supposed to do, at different parts of the day. And the truth is, stuff happens, things occur, the calendar slipped on its head. No one of us could say that life goes according to my daily planner. Hukamba Boker, he gives an example. I get up in the morning and remember I have all these plans as to what I'm gonna do that day. What happens? I wake up in the morning. I see my child is not feeling well. I have to take him to the doctor. Okay. But I was going to have to take him to the doctor. There goes my weanings. There goes my work. There goes my schedule. What happens? The car won't start. The car won't start. It's got to be towed to the garage. My next door neighbor's doing construction. I'm ambushed, didn't sleep all night. I'm exhausted. In Sipurim, story after story, kol echad makir zos miachayim shalatzmo. All of us know what these things are. I often find one of the most dramatic examples of this is, in today's day and age, I think many of us have to deal with a heavy volume of correspondence, emails and phone calls and different things. So, it often happens a person sets aside a certain amount of time. Let's say I set aside, I'm going to do 1 hour, I'm going to do all my emails. 1 hour, I'm going to plow through it. It's interesting is what happens. Something comes up for that hour. You can't do it. So what happens? It gets delayed. What happens when it gets delayed? There's more emails and more phone calls. These are little things. In the scheme of things, these are not major events. But they create a trigger effect where somehow the life that I planned and the life that I wanted, I can't seem to get it on track. Even though I made the plan, even though I put it in my daily plan, I put it in my calendar, I can't seem to get it going. Ala adam lishtamish b'tzuras chashiva zu, ubechom mikra, shumargish mizazeh lo asanefesh, afilu kalos, kol rotzom kal shelo hismamish la adam, bless you, v'mizaheh shegaram lo eze dig dug b'liv shel ini imus. So we'll say, when something like this happens, when something doesn't go according to plan, when something goes wrong, when at the end of the day, life does not follow my daily planner. And now again, and Rabbo say, these are small examples that he's giving. But Lamai says, sometimes they're more dramatic examples. When that happens, what do you do? Yomar la'atzmo, person should say to himself the following. Harei, im ha'ratzon kin haya miskashin, hayisi margishno. I have to say to myself the following, had life gone according to plan, I would have felt a little bit more at ease. And when we say life go according to plan, just mean like if my day was a normal day, nothing out of the ordinary happened, I was able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, I would feel something much more at peace. Madua imkein, yesh bi hargashas inimus. Why is it that I feel unsettled right now? Ki haratzon lo hiskashim, because my will did not actualize. My will, what I wanted did not come to fruition. Ha'im b'shvil haratzon hazeh shavi li la'akras kol ha'chayim. Is it worth it for me because of this will to uproot my life? We'll say, this is such a profound, it's such a simple yet profound way of thinking. You know what the Mechaber is saying is what happens? I have my plan for the day. My child wakes up, I have to take them to the doctor. And Pashat, I have to reschedule my entire day. When that happens, so most of us, how do we feel after that? Very on edge. I've been not in my kishkas now, and I'm going to get my work done, all these kinds of things. So the Mechaber says, when that happens, take a step back and ask yourself the following question. Is it worth it to lose your simchas achayim because you couldn't have a meeting? Because your day didn't follow your planner? Because you're going to have to reschedule, because you're going to have to work a little bit more, or you're not going to answer your emails, you're not going to get to return your phone calls. Is that really worth it to take away your sin? This is ma'isim b'chol yom. Ma'isim b'chol yom. The truth is, we know how it works. Something goes wrong in my day. And again, I'm both saying, not insignificant. So what happens? I have no patience for anyone. I'm short with my spouse. I'm short with my kids. I have no time. I'm running. I'm doing this. I'm that. I'm upset. I'm on edge. Mechaper says, is that worth it? Is that person just has to ask themselves, is that worth it? And all he says is a person always has a choice. A person has the ability to have tranquility from within. My neshama, and we're going to get into this more, but the knowledge that I have in neshama, getting connected with my neshama, can give me a sense of life tranquility. When things don't go my way, it takes away from the tranquility, but it only takes away from the tranquility if I allow it to do that. The shaila is, am I going to allow the the setbacks, the small setbacks of life, to erode it, my tranquility of existence. Rak Mishem here gets, let's begin the next section. Rak Mishem here Gishmevin, only someone who feels truly understands. He says the following, Be'emes, B'tchilas, B'tchila Hadavar, Achei Nitpas, Eitzel Ha'adam Ke'ezo Sisma, Gam La'achar Shum Bevatel As Ha'ratzon, Hulo Margish Es Ha'oneg Hatam Tzashen. Well, see, here's the challenge. The challenge is that when a person adopts this motto, this slogan, that I'm not going to allow the events of life to disrupt my inner equilibrium, even once a person is mevatel the ratzon, meaning even when a person makes a conscious decision, I'm not going to make this my focal will. So the car burns, nebuch, okay, I'm going to be out some money, but I'm not going to make that the focus of my life. Something happened that I had to cancel 5 meetings, I'm not going to make that the focus of my life. But yet, interestingly enough, even once a person adopts this motto, adopts this slogan, and takes this approach, yet what? Here's the interesting part. So let's take the Mechaber's mashal. The car's on fire. I forgot, my insurance lapsed. I forgot to renew it. I'm amish out 50,000 shekel. 50,000 shekel. So I'm standing there watching the flames engulf my car. Baruch Hashem, everybody's fine. Wonderful, good. So now what happens? I think to myself, okay, I'm making a conscious decision not to let this become the center of my universe. I'm not going to let this become my primary ratzon. And what am I waiting for as I say those words? I'm waiting for a sense of calm to just envelop me, roll over me like a wave, right? Feel wonderful. And yet what happens? It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. He says, in kan kabbalah miyadis. You have to understand something, that finding life tranquility doesn't happen in a moment, and it doesn't happen as a result of one small decision. Here's the difficult part in life. Sometimes in life, there's a process, and that process has defined stages. And even once you begin to undergo the steps, the various stages, things don't happen instantaneously. See, even when you quote-unquote stop to want, when you stop to have the rust, it doesn't automatically mean that a wave of inner life tranquility is going to sweep over you. It takes time. But the first step, if you want that inner tranquility, is what? Is to believe that a person has, believe that I have an neshama. Sha'oneg nimtza b'socho. Believe that true joy is contained within me. V'kasher ha'adam ma'amin v'upol lefi ha'emunah habasisis. And when a person believes and conducts himself according to a basic level of emuna, la'at la'at, slowly but surely, as he begins to go ahead and become a little bit more habituated, climbing step after step, what I want, those ritzonos are weakened. Slowly but surely, you'll begin to feel incredible life joy. Right? So we'll stop over here. But again, what I think this is really, you know, sometimes I think to myself, it's unfortunate that we do this so early in the morning, because some of the profundity might not get through with our early morning fatigue. But at the same time, like this is really, it's life altering. What the Machaber just says is, he says, just be careful what you get wrapped up with. Be careful. Remember, what it comes down to is, in life, we have a ratzon. A ratzon is a will. A will represents something that is exceptionally important to me. So important that without it, I will feel incomplete. Whatever you have a ratzon for, step number one is be very careful what you will for. Because what you will for ultimately, again, will determine the nature and quality of your existence. And this whole chab is that if we stopped having a will for certain outside things, we'd be so much happier, not because they're not important, but because they wouldn't become just the focal point of our existence. Such a profound use. So the person has to make that choice. The choice is it worth it to really want it? Is it worth it to uproot my life? Is it worth it to sacrifice my tranquility for these things? And if I'm able to answer that question, again, like you just said, it doesn't mean that a wave of tranquility is going to sweep over me all at once, but at least it's a beginning. All right, we'll stop over here for today. I will say, just watch your email for today. You're going to see what's going to be with the Da'as Atzmacha Shir tomorrow, only because tomorrow is a long daf. So just watch your email today. I'll send out the update.